A national mask mandate could be more effective in addressing the coronavirus pandemic than more lockdowns. That's according to a study done by an economist at the investment firm Goldman Sachs. The report goes on to say that there should be a national mandate for mask wearing. For reaction, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Dr. George Rutherford, director of the Prevention and Public Health Group at UCSF. Dr. Rutherford, thanks for being with us this afternoon. What do you make of the study? Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward. We're trying to get everybody to wear masks. And if there's a federal mandate, that's even better. I don't quite know how it would be enforced, since it probably comes down to state laws. But if we can get the president to wear a mask under this new federal mandate, we would have done a great service to the country.
The report even went so far as to say that a national mask mandate would be more effective than lockdowns. Do you believe that?
Well, I think across the board, yeah. I mean, I think that if everybody wore masks, it would be hugely effective in preventing transmission. Hugely effective. And it doesn't come with all the associated economic cost that a lockdown has. Yes, if you're in the restaurant business, or yes, if you're in the bar business, it becomes complicated with a mask mandate. But you spare everything else. I'd be all up for giving it a try. We essentially have that now in California, as with the governor's ordinances, and so I think it's. Makes great sense, and it would be a way of trying to cut down transmission around the country.
So with our current crop of masks, and we've been told this over and over again by the experts, such as yourself, that we are using them more to protect others from us.
Correct.
Might there be a mask developed that would allow both the prevention of our transmission and also protect us against other people's germs as well?
Yeah, I mean, they exist. They're just very expensive, and we use them mostly in hospitals. But yeah, there's certainly some technological things to go forward with. The Navy is very interested in mask technology, and are trying to design masks that people could wear essentially 24 hours a day, on ships during outbreaks. So there's movement going forward on the whole, kind of idea of re-engineering masks beyond what we have now.
When you look at changing public behavior, is it encouragement or is it the threat of getting in big trouble?
Yeah, and I somehow don't see the FBI enforcing the mask mandate.
Right.
The way to do this is for people to be encouraged to do it, be encouraged to do the right thing, and all pull together as a society. And, I know that New York has graduated fines for not wearing a mask. We'll see how that goes. I mean, there are lots of experiments out there about how to get people to wear masks. I think we have to kind of see how it goes. Right now here in California, we're asking people to do it. It's mandated, but there's a soft touch for enforcement. Ideally, the police carry masks that they can pass out when people don't have them. And, in the second or third time they do it, don't show up or show up without a mask. Then there might be consequences. But right now we're going with a fairly soft touch.
Dr. Rutherford, thanks as always for making some time for us. We appreciate it. Dr. George Rutherford, Director of the Prevention and Public Health Group at UCSF.